Do you ever get sick of doing something over and over and over again? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Every day, I get a list from the state of Michigan of people who've changed their name, moved into our township, moved out of our township, or just changed their address. I then have to print this list off, mail the information to a voter, just basically confirming whatever change they made, and then I have to go through and file all of their voter identification cards in a huge filing cabinet. And they're all arranged alphabetically, so it's pretty painstaking. And you can imagine, with 18,000 voters or so, it takes some time. Especially when I get behind, I can feel pretty stuck at that cabinet forever and ever. And when I first got the position, I was pretty excited. Felt pretty fancy to be over there with my massive filing cabinet. But now? Now it's old hat, and I hate filing just as much as the next guy. Well, that's pretty much what today's Devo is all about. Getting tired of doing the same old thing over and over again. It's called Changing It Up by Emily Acker. When you do the same thing over and over again, it's easy to get tired of it. This can be even true of reading the Bible. If you've ever had your Bible reading routine feel like something you're just trying to get through, and you've longed for it to be something more, long to learn more and get more out of it, you can find a way to make things different. You can try new things so that your Bible reading routine helps you feel more connected to God and helps you grow in your faith. First, you can start by asking God for direction. Spend time with Him in prayer, asking what He wants your Bible reading routine to look like right now. Ask Him where He wants you to be reading. Ask Him how He wants you to be studying. Ask Him to remind you of how He is with you as you read. Remember, the time you spend reading the Bible can be something you do together with Him, deeply in tune to Him. As you pray, you may not get any specific answers about where and how to do your reading, and that's okay. The point is to spend intentional time seeking God as you read His Word. He may be guiding you in ways you don't even realize yet. If you've been studying your Bible alone, you can find someone to read it with you. Maybe a friend, mentor, church member, or small group. You might even see if a sibling is interested in sitting down with you each day and letting you read to them. Then, discuss what you're reading with the person or people you choose to study with. If you've never tried journaling about what you're reading in the Bible before, why not get out a pen and paper and give it a try? Write about what you're learning, what questions you have, connections to your life, prayers, and whatever else God lays on your heart. The Bible is worth studying because it's God's Word, and it tells us the truth about Jesus' death and resurrection. It reveals His great love for us. So, if you feel that something in your Bible routine is lacking, ask God to help you find a way to change things up. So, let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you tried out any Bible reading routines? What did you like or dislike about them? Which of the suggestions above are you curious about? Do any other ideas come to mind? God delights in helping us find ways to spend time with Him and grow in our relationship with Him. How could you set aside time this week to be in His Word? As you and I can read in Matthew 4:4, but Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say, people, do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 2 Timothy 3, 14-17, and Hebrews 4:12, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you wanting to try something new for your Devo routine? Well, guess what? You can still join our summer reading program. Head over to unlocked.org/summer to find out how you can read your Bible and potentially win some prizes. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional called The List. with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.